News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
You can text 53106. You can also use WhatsApp 087-1400-106. Where we begin is with what appear to be very consequential local elections in the UK, because a picture is emerging and that picture reveals a very strong performance for Reform, very weak performance for Labour, very weak performance for the Conservatives. Nigel Farage has described it as crossing Beecher's Brook. That means that as far as he is concerned, Reform is heading for victory in the general. And he has said that you can forget right, left, that that is all gone now. And that this essentially, inferring into what he's saying, is a fundamental shift in UK politics. Adam Bolton is with us, broadcaster and political commentator. It is unsurprising that he would be triumphalist, Adam. Is he right?
Well, technically, he is right that Reform UK are getting hundreds of council seats, far more than anyone else, and both Labour and the Conservatives are losing seats because of the vagaries of the system, which means that only a third of most of the councils in were contested last night. Reform UK is not actually going to take control of that many councils in England, but I think they're fair to say that if votes had been cast in the way that they were cast last night at a general election, it would have been a spectacular night for Reform. Of course, you know, there's a question as to whether in a local election the public necessarily votes in quite the same way as it would do at a general election.
Well, if I cast my mind back, I think, didn't Tony Blair have a similar local election disaster on the run to what became a relatively commanding re-election victory then in the subsequent general?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. He did. But at the time, he was also doing well in the opinion polls. I think, you know, the point about this set of elections is that some Labour MPs are saying that they are existential for both the Labour Party and its leadership, because frankly, they've lost, you know, across the map from Exeter to London to Wigan. You know, they saw themselves losing seats. They've lost seats almost everywhere. That wasn't quite the picture for Tony Blair, although you're right to point out that he did go on and win subsequent general elections. But Tony Blair was never as dramatically unpopular in public surveys as Sir Keir Starmer is. And really, you know, one of the outcomes of this election is certain to be a real questioning as to how long Sir Keir Starmer can go on as leader of the Labour Party. And of course, because he commands a majority in Parliament, that means Prime Minister as well.
And to what do you attribute the loss of popularity? Because I heard his Director of Communications on Drive Time last night, on the Hard Shoulder last night, talking about the impact of the Peter Mandelson appointment and how much momentum that took away and how much attention it gained. Is that what you attribute it to?
No, I don't. I think overall, there are two factors. One is, for whatever reason, the British public really has taken a dislike to Sir Keir Starmer, and it was doing that before the Mandelson business, and certainly the Mandelson business didn't help. But the basic reason is that Sir Keir Starmer and Labour were elected at the general election on the basis of offering change. Most people took that as believing that their personal circumstances would improve, that they would have more hope about their future. And frankly, that hasn't been in supply from the Labour Party. And then there've also been other signs of weakness, blunders, U-turns on policy. So the British electorate is in a very grumpy mood. We know that many people are both Labour voters in old working class areas, so-called Red Wall, and Conservative voters are tempted by Nigel Farage's party. We'll see later today how much they are tempted by backing the Green Party under its new leader, Zach Polanski. He has had a pretty shocking week in terms of exposures of some infelicities in his curriculum vitae, and also having to withdraw comments he made after the stabbing of two Jewish men in Golders Green. So we don't know how well the Greens are going to do, but we do know Reform UK is on a roll.
Adam, thank you so much. Adam Bolton, broadcaster and political analyst, 53106. If you want to get in touch with the show, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.